Tip to the Road Rage. We're at WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from the Peaks, home of the 29-degree draft beer, 80 high-definition monitors, beautiful women. Food's the biggest shock of the whole deal. I don't care what you get. The food is all incredible at Twin Peaks. You can just close your eyes and blindly pick something and you'd like it. And soon we'll be in chili weather as well. So best venison chili anywhere on the planet. It's all at Twin Peaks. They have the loaded tots. They have new wing flavors every week. I'm telling you, the food here is the biggest shock. Before we get going, let me tell you about Christopher Trucks. You can get in on the Northline Communication phone lines, 654-7627. I apologize if I've been ignoring you, but you can get in right now. Also, come out and hang out with us. Big Bad Bob just walked in. Hey, let me tell you about Christopher Trucks. Christopher Trucks has over $4 million in new and used inventory in stock, which equals at least 60 trucks. They've been in business for 67 years, driving upstate commerce. Jason Smith, their sales manager, Rusty Hill, their used truck manager, are great guys. They'll be glad to help you. They cater to you. They customize these vehicles around the nature of your business. Work-ready trucks, dump trucks, landscape trucks, box trucks, Sprinter vans. John, did I tell you I drove the Sprinter vans on a four-hour test drive?
Really?
Yep. Part of it was a fuel efficiency test. I wasn't very good at that. That means you have to come to a stop slowly and no jackrabbit starts.
Right.
I couldn't quite get the hang of that. I only scored mediocre, pedestrian in the fuel efficiency test. Mm-hmm. But I don't really do fuel efficiency. My vehicles get like 6 miles a gallon, so fuel efficiency is not one of my top concerns.
Judging by the fleet you drive,
I'm not really worried about fuel efficiency, especially when I'm driving someone else's vehicle. It wasn't like I was getting a prize or something for winning the test. But I took it through an obstacle course, and I drove it like a sports car. I couldn't tip the thing over. I mean, just incredible. Absolutely incredible vehicles. Isuzu's, OTRs, day camps and trucks, Freightliner and Western Star, steak bodies, flatbed and flatbed dump trucks. And, you know, here's the other thing. Who better to take your vehicle to have your RV service than the truck people? That's Christopher Trucks. Christopher Trucks, they'll do full maintenance, service, and repairs on RV for tailgating. To that end, they now have state-of-the-art Hunter all-wheel alignment machines specifically for RVs. They also have factory-certified alignment specialists specifically for RVs. RV owner listeners can call 269-2131, 269-2131. Ask for Brian or Jennifer. Do it today. Get in. You'll thank me later. I promise you. All right, Ramona, how many games do we have left?
I think the only one we have left is the Stanford at Oregon, and that's the ones where we have to give the score.
Hey, listen. Hey, don't pronounce that name wrong.
I know. That's why I said it two different ways.
Yeah, that little gang of Oregonians comes looking for you if you pronounce that wrong.
Oregonians.
Yeah.
And I took Stanford, and I looked on the Stanford's a 2-point favorite. I looked on the Vegas thing, and it said under 56, so I did a score of 27-24.
Oh, look at Ramona.
Look at that.
Look at Ramona playing all the angles. You want to know why she's in front? She's playing it smart. That's why she's in front. All right, John, give me Stanford, Oregon, and why.
I'm going to take Oregon, Herbert, and it being at home are the two big reasons why I'm going to take Oregon there. Since we have to come up with a score, I'll go 31-28 Oregon. A close game.
You know, all the sharp money is going on Stanford. This thing opened with Oregon -1. It's moved to Stanford -2.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is Stanford just owns Oregon. They've just crushed their soul the last couple of years and really forever. And I think that's the issue. There are elements of this Oregon team that have not developed as I hoped. Herbert's throwing like 2 interceptions every game. They can't run the ball at all. There's no Royce Freeman this year. These are major concerns. They don't have elite receiving targets. They've not been able to develop any run game. So the game is completely on Herbert every game. And that's a bit of a problem. Originally, when I did my preseason ratings, I made Oregon the top-rated team in the Pac-12 because both Washington and Stanford had to go to Oregon. And I put Oregon, I think, 10 or 11, maybe 11, somewhere in that range. And I do think that, and I've said this for a long period of time, I think Herbert's going to be the number one quarterback taking the draft and potentially the number one pick in the overall draft, despite the fact he's not really a popular name for that honor right now. And so of late, I've been leaning towards Stanford in this game because of David Shaw's track record, because you really have a new head coach again in Mario Cristobal, and I've been leaning towards Stanford. And I think as late as late last night, my plan was to take Stanford. And when I actually wrote it down, I took Oregon.
You did?
I did. And the reasons I took Oregon are this. Stanford has been unable to run the ball without Bryce Love. Bryce Love did not play last week. The idea is he's being held out to be healthy this week. You know, Stanford is saying all the right things. They're saying Bryce Love is full go and all this stuff. But no part of that running game right now looks like it did a year ago. No part of it. Bryce Love doesn't, he's 10 pounds heavier. I don't know if he's lost a step. You know, I don't know if he's hitting the crease quite as quickly. That offensive line, which returned six guys who had played a lot, has suffered some injuries, and they've not played well. They got their starting center back last week against, who did they play, Cal Davis?
I think so, yeah.
Against Cal Davis, they got their starting center back last week, which is a big deal. But you know what their average yards to go on third down against Cal Davis were? 10.8.
Really? Wow.
Stanford's a team that wants to play ahead of the chains, that wants to be in second and five, and they want to do that to you all night long. Right now, they don't seem to be capable of doing that. And when I think of the Oregon linebackers and what Jim Leavitt does defensively, you know, and they've got big bodies up front to try and tie up those Stanford blockers and free those linebackers to make plays. You know, that group of linebackers had 34, 35, 36 tackles for loss last year, and they're all back. And I think given the trouble that Stanford has had getting their running game going and the unexpected trouble of the combo of that offensive line with Bryce Love, I think Oregon can make some plays behind the line of scrimmage against this group and set Stanford back into unfamiliar territory that they don't want to play in. And so at the end of the day, I was left with this question. I was left with the question, am I going with the best running back on the field or the best quarterback on the field? And I'm opting with the best quarterback on the field because it's the more important position. So, you know, this is another one, like I said, initially my first thoughts were Oregon. I had decided on Stanford for the reasons that I gave. But when I really look at what Stanford's done for 3 weeks, they've won some games, but they have not looked like a David Shaw team. They have not established the line of scrimmage. Against Cal Davis, I think they had 38 carries or something for 130 yards against Cal Davis.
Right.
All right. And again, that's without Bryce Love. I grant you that. And is Bryce Love going to have a couple 50-yard runs or at least one 60, 75-yard run in this game? Yeah. I'm just not sure it's enough. I'm not sure Stanford can run the ball consistently enough from play to play to be what David Shaw wants. So I understand why the smart money is going on Stanford, but I think they're going to be wrong because I think the thing they're missing is the overall health of Stanford's offensive line in combination with Bryce Love in that running game right now. And that's where it's going to be decided. If Stanford's going to win this game, they have to rush for 250 yards. If they don't rush for 250 yards, they're not winning at Autzen. That's a hard place to play.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been a long time since they've had a big game. It's been a long time since there's been a big game played in that building. Guess what? There's going to be a big game played in that building. And when there are big games played in that building, that's a really tough place to play, especially when you're not playing your A game. And I don't think Stanford's playing their A game right now. So that's why I went with Oregon. All right, so, Ramona, we've been through it. Now,
right.
Did you write down my picks?
No, I did not.
I'm just wondering how many you and I differ on this week. Because, again, I think there's going to be a lot of that in this contest, just player for player.
I wrote down a few of them.
I'll tell you what. Okay. I'll tell you what. You just read me yours, and I'll know which ones we differ on.
There's another way to get to the answer that I was
holding out on you. Yeah.
Good plan. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Mine are Washington State.
One different.
Okay, Wake Forest.
Two different.
Minnesota.
Go.
Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
TCU. South Carolina. NC State. Tennessee. Michigan State. Wisconsin. And Stanford.
Four. Only four. The first
four
two and the last. Yeah.
Okay.
No, which isn't as much as I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Just the first two and the last two. Everything in the middle, the seven in the middle, we had the same games.
Ah, okay.
So how about that? So we'll sink or swim on that deal because we're in the same position. We'll see how it plays out. But I think it's the most challenging slate of games we've had in the contest thus far. I think it's extremely difficult. I'm not especially confident in any of it. We will see how it plays out. I think really the whole slate of games, I basically think you go one way or another. I think they're all going to be close competitive games. I've tried to give you the reasons I think it will play out in one fashion or another. At the very least, I think we've provided you with a pretty good breakdown of the ingredients of the games. Before we get a break, let me tell you about my friend Andrew Whitman and Get Warrior Tough. You know, look, yeah, Andrew's the guy. He's the founder of Metal Toughness Training Center. He was a lead instructor for the State Department. He trained high-threat diplomatic security to former Navy SEALs, Marines, Rangers, Special Forces, teaching mental toughness and agility. These are critical characteristics of successful teams. You can learn how to develop these traits in your team and yourself with Get Warrior Tough's proven team-building strategies. This is the same training Andrew gave is given to our armed forces, Fortune 500 companies, and national champion Clemson football program. Listen, if you're a Fortune 500 company, if you're a corporate entity, a business who wants to improve your bottom line, Andrew has added tens of millions of dollars in profit to companies' bottom lines. This is who he is. This, trust me, this isn't just talk. This guy knows what he speaks of. And you will be mesmerized when you sit and listen to him. He can change the nature of who you are individually, of who you are as a company. That's who he is and what he does. 864-977-1443. 864-977-1443. 864-977-1443. Or go to GetWarriorTough.com. GetWarriorTough.com. Get on the road to being a better you, a better business, a better company. Andrew Whitman can help you achieve those things. I promise you. Trust me. Waltip Tula Road Rage. We're live from Twin Peaks. Come hang out with us. We'll be back.
Do you love pets? How about helping Clemson Paw Partners? We're a nonprofit organization that cares about animal welfare, and we are in need of help. If you would like to help, go to clemsonpawpartners.org, and please be responsible. Spay and neuter your pets. Lack of doing so causes many pets to go unwanted and are in need of homes. Our mission is to improve animal welfare and decrease pet overpopulation in our community. Donations help low-income families with the cost of spay and neuter and other necessary medical treatments. Please follow us on Facebook at Clemson Paw Partners.
Four Paws American Pub, Clemson's newest spot for delicious house-made dishes like pan-fried trout, hot wings, juicy burgers, and more. Located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott. Made fresh with local ingredients, Four Paws' diverse menu will fit any craving or time of day. Tigers are making tracks to Four Paws to catch a game on the 20 big-screen HD TVs. Call 654-5151 to place your to-go order. Four Paws American Pub, locally owned and operated by Clemson grads. Go Tigers!
I am Chet, married to Kathy for 27 years and pastor for about 13 years.
I'm Kathy, pastor's wife. I wanted to spend some quality time on earth here until the Lord takes us home with my husband. And that's when I realized we had to do something about our health.
I wasn't getting any younger and I wasn't getting any healthier.
My husband told me about a program called The Health Dare on the radio.
Listening to The Health Dare program about getting to the root of the problems just kept coming back to me.
It didn't take long before I realized The Health Dare was working. I'm off of four different types of medicines. I'm off of my CPAP machine after 14 years.
Over 47 pounds of fat loss. My cholesterol medicine, reflux medicine, and blood pressure medicine, I've cut them all in half.
I've lost 60 inches, almost 25 pounds. The Health Dare just isn't a dietary program. It's a life change.
It's just amazing, the successes and the results from the Health Dare. Just unbelievable.
Get your free consultation with the Health Dare today. Visit idaregreenville.com.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Are you thinking of selling your business, but you're not sure what to do? With a strong economy, now may be the perfect time to sell. Get a free, no-obligation business marketing assessment from Mark Griffin at Sperry Commercial Global Affiliates. Sperry is the trusted global company, and Mark Griffin is the trusted local broker who maximizes his resources to ensure the best offer for your business. Call Mark today for that free business assessment at 315-3734. 315-3734.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigO'Dodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Don't just watch the games this weekend, make money on them. Get in the action at mybookie.ag and cash in on your winning picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sportsbook that hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, playoff baseball, and more. MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO and they'll double your money on your first deposit. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit MyBookie.ag today. That's MyBookie.ag or call 844-900-BETS. Play, win, get paid.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
One, two, three, and.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Thank you.
Walt at Tula Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back live from Twin Peaks. We encourage you to come on out and see us tonight. We've got a bigger group starting to come in right now. We'll be hanging out all evening, so come out. Enjoy the food, the drink, the 29-degree draft beer, the football games on 80 high-definition monitors. Let me tell you about SEDMV before we get going. Beginning October 1st, 2020, your South Carolina driver's license or ID card must have a gold star to show it's a real ID in order to use it as your ID to board a domestic commercial flight or enter a secure federal building or visit a military installation. Purchase yours today. Avoid longer lines in the future. That's SCDMV. Listen, I got mine. It was easy. I purchased my real ID at the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles. It was a breeze. Brought my birth certificate, my Social Security card, two proofs of address. Was in and out. No issues. Do it today. Avoid the longer lines in the future. All right, John, I want to talk some NFL.
Okay.
And more specifically, power ratings.
All right.
We'll play a little match game. All right?
Okay.
If you were going to have power ratings for the National Football League, first of all, did you have a preseason pick on the Super Bowl?
I did not.
Okay. Mine, well, I won't tell you yet. I mean, I've said it already on air a million times, but for purposes of this little exercise, who would be number one in your NFL power ratings? And if you tell me the Steelers...
No, they're not. They're not my top ten, so I'm not going to go with the Steelers.
We unplug your headset.
Yeah. Right now, it would be Jacksonville.
Jacksonville?
Yes.
Number one?
Yes.
That's interesting. I don't think it's bad. For what reasons?
The defense is exceptional.
Incredible.
They're the best in the league, and I don't think there's a close second to them. Bortles has played. Bortles has played good ball so far this year.
Not a close second.
I think they're that dominant.
Okay. I think there is a close second.
Who's that?
Maybe even a first. When all is said and done.
Minnesota.
Well, they're very good too.
Yeah.
But my number one team in my power ratings, the Rams.
Okay.
I think the Rams are the most talented team in football. Personally, I don't even think it's close. I thought Philadelphia was that team last year. I think the Rams are that team this year. I mean, you look at how the Rams are constructed.
That's insane.
Look at the defensive line. Look at the defensive personnel. Look at the secondary and the pieces they added in the secondary.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that whole defense is just loaded. But the real problem, I think, for everybody else is the offense is loaded, too.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Jared Goff was made to run this offense. This offense is a quick rhythm. You know, I think sometimes guys just get to the right place. I think Goff is in the perfect offense for him. I mean, first of all, he throws a great deep ball. But they haven't even scratched the surface of that element of their game yet. This is a timing-based, accuracy-based offense, and Goff is all of that. He gets the ball out of his hands quickly. He's extremely accurate. He's like sent to run this offense.
Mm-hmm.
And what people really don't know yet, he's one of the best deep ball throwers in all of football. And I think they've just scratched the surface of that. To me, when you look at a complete team, I think the Rams are the number one team in football. And so they're number one in my power rates. I don't take great exception to your notion of Jacksonville as a one. I mean, I think you can make that case. I mean, Jacksonville obviously has the best win. They've beaten the Patriots.
Right.
And so, I think that's a legitimate call in that regard. All right, who do you want it to?
I would take the Rams.
I made that too easy for you.
Well, honestly, yeah, you did.
two for me is Kansas City.
Okay.
Kansas City has two really impressive road wins.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, if you look at the quality of wins overall, while Jacksonville may have the single best win, it's a home win against the Patriots, and it's a Patriots team that's still a little undermanned. Jacksonville was undermanned, too. But you look at which team has the two best wins, and that is Kansas City.
Absolutely.
Kansas City's won at San Diego and Pittsburgh, two of the alleged contenders
in the AFC and look really good in doing so. I mean, they've given up some yards, but a lot of those yards are garbage yards after they've taken these big leads and teams are forced to throw
right.
to try and come back. But the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes have looked incredible thus far. You know, Mahomes is an unbelievable talent.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, I'm not saying this because of what he's done these 2 weeks. I've been saying this since he was at Texas Tech. I applauded the Chiefs' move. I thought they made a great move. I applauded getting rid of Alex Smith and turning it over to Mahomes. I thought Mahomes was going to be incredible, and he already is. I mean, what's not to like? There's a moxie, a toughness to him. He has mobility. He's a better athlete, really, right now than Alex Smith. And Smith's a good athlete.
Right.
But he has a cannon arm.
That's unbelievable.
And that's the thing that, you know, you can't replicate. And he has weapons. And he has a good offensive system with Andy Reid. You know, their question really is about defense. And they got a lot of young guys playing on that side of the ball. And I think they're fine. I mean, I think they're going to be okay in that regard. So there's that. I have Kansas City, too. All right. So I think I've just done it again. So who do you want three, John?
Well, you made a very interesting case for Kansas City, and as hot as they've been and as much as I'm buying them, I'm going to take Minnesota at three.
Okay, I like that. All right, tell me why.
I think their defense is about as good as there is in football next to Jacksonville and the Rams. And I think getting Sheldon Richardson in there to put with Linval Joseph and the rest of that front seven that they have in Minnesota is exceptional. And, you know, last year they had Case Keenum at quarterback. Well, they've obviously made an upgrade this year at quarterback and Kirk Cousins from Case Keenum. And yes, they tied the Packers, but I thought they looked they had a really good game in doing so. I think Cousins threw for like 400-something yards in that game. I think they're still trying to figure out what they want to be as a team with him leading the charge, but I really like Minnesota's chances this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on who and what Kirk Cousins is. If Kirk Cousins is all that, then they're a legitimate contender, and we'll see. But you know, I want to see that team play. And see what Cousins does over the course of the year. I think they are very good defensively. I think they're well coached as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get to Minnesota on my list. Three, I have Jacksonville. You know, Blake Bortles has played well so far. He played well against New England. I think that's more a New England issue. I'm still not sure what Blake Bortles is or who he is, and I'm not ready to buy into his element of it. I think they know what their strengths are, though. They play to him. He's a good athlete.
Mm-hmm.
He led the league in rushing from the quarterback position a year ago. They have weapons, and if he plays with confidence, they're going to be extremely tough to beat. I have Jacksonville third behind Kansas City. I'm going offense over defense. Fourth, I have the Patriots. I know they lost at Jacksonville. If you ask me who's the best team in football, even with all their issues, I still think it's the Patriots.
Yep.
I mean, I can't put them one in a power rating because they've already lost. And they have some things to fix. I mean, they've got to fix elements of that defense. Obviously, they've got to get some weapons back. Look, the biggest story in New England right now is Josh Gordon. And who and what is Josh Gordon? I mean, Gordon, I've said this forever. I think he's the most naturally gifted receiver I have ever seen. Ever. Better than Rice, better than Moss, better than all of them. I mean, he's a 6'4 guy who's physical, has great speed. I mean, if you could have cultivated what he was as a younger player without the 11-plus drug suspensions mm-hmm. he's had going all the way back to his college days, which just seems impossible,
right?
Then I think you would have had the greatest receiver who ever lived. Because understand this. This is a guy who can go away from football for a year, who can be suspended for drugs, not play football, and then he can walk onto an NFL field and have 150 receiving yards in his first game.
Right.
That's insanity.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
The guy's a freak.
And now, look, a guy who can't stay away from drugs is a guy who can't stay away from drugs. It doesn't change based on what city he's living in. The question is, could this guy be motivated by one legitimate last chance in life to win a Super Bowl, to change his reputation? His whole history says he cannot.
Right.
That he cannot be anything other than he is. But if he ever could, maybe his best chance is there.
Yeah.
And if he can, if he can give New England what Brady has missed since Randy Moss, then all of a sudden, you know, good luck beating him. Because when Julian Edelman comes back, mm-hmm. and you can run Edelman underneath of Gordon, you know, good luck defending him.
Put him and Gronk on the same side, make a safety twos.
I mean, good luck defending him. I think it's already almost impossible to defend him. And when they're fully healthy, or when they're all there, health isn't Edelman's issue now.
You're right.
Then I think the Patriots are certainly going to be an enormous factor. I'm fascinated by the Gordon situation and how it's all going to turn out. Let me tell you about Elkmont Trading Company. There's no place like Elkmont. I mean, if you haven't been to Clemson, or if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson. I mean, if you're an outdoorsman, outdoorswoman, you need to go experience Elkmont. I mean, it's a special place. It just is. If you're a casual outdoor enthusiast, you just want to go hiking, they have the boots and all the gear you need. If you're a hardcore enthusiast and you want to go whitewater kayaking, Lee is a kayaking expert. He's been involved in the sport, the game, his whole life. He'll outfit you in exactly the right equipment that fits your level of readiness and expertise. That's the kind of guidance you need, the kind of guidance you can get at Elkmont you can't get at a big box store. Then there's the restaurant. The food is unbelievable, as John would know since he cooked some of it. You know, the food is unbelievable. London broil sandwich, barbecue sandwich, I mean, 16 locally brewed craft beers, homemade red potato salad that I'm to understand John makes a lot of that red potato salad. It's incredible. Get to Elkmont Trading Company today. I promise you will thank me later. All right, we have one segment to go, then we'll be eating, hanging out here all night, watching games. Come on out, join us. The crowd is growing. Welcome to the Road Rage. We'll be right back.
The Clemson Tigers Network.
Let's go!
The Clemson Tigers are on the road this week, traveling to Hotlanta for the first ACC matchup of the 2018 season. Your Tigers are ready to roll over the rambling wreck of Georgia Tech, and you'll hear every minute right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Game day starts with the Tiger pregame show right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans. Your Clemson football team will host the Syracuse Orange on Saturday, September the 29th in Death Valley. This game is designated as Hall of Fame Day as 10 new inductees will be introduced at halftime. Tickets are still available and can be purchased right now on ClemsonTigers.com. While you're there, check out all the information you need to plan your visit to Clemson in the Game Day Guide. It's Clemson and Syracuse on Saturday, September the 29th. We'll see you there.
A need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs. It's bow time at Bojangles. Get two country ham biscuits for just $3.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Booking your flight to see the Tigers play this weekend? Before you leave home, make sure your ID will fly by switching to a real ID with the correct documentation at any SCDMV branch. Visit scdmvonline.com for a complete list of what's needed to purchase your real ID today and see if you're eligible to buy yours from the comfort of home. Again, that's scdmvonline.com and search real ID. Don't delay. Buy your real ID today.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Performance issues are more common than you think. Over 25% of new performance cases are guys under the age of 40. There's no reason for men to turn to weird solutions or do nothing at all when they can turn to medicine and science. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. Hims connects men with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat performance issues. There aren't any snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements, and prescription solutions are backed by science. There's no waiting room, no awkward doctor visits, no lines. And you save hours by going to 4hims.com. You just answer a few quick questions and a confidential review with a doctor, and products are shipped directly to you. Being your best means top performance. Try Hims for a month for just $5 while supplies last. See the website for details. Go to 4hims.com/OOB5. That's 4hims.com/OOB5.
Wants better than Walt's Neptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
He's gonna punch you at 110%.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from Twin Peaks. Come out and see us. We're going to be in the party room. If you're coming in looking for us in the back, we're going to be in the big party room because we've outgrown the tables out here. So that's where we'll be, in the back room. So if you're coming in to join the Road Rage gathering, it will be back here in the back of the room. In other words, directly behind where we're normally set up. Let me tell you about Hims. Listen. performance issues are common. And quite frankly, testosterone levels start declining in your 20s. And listen, here's what we do. We start looking for these answers, these internet answers. And so you go up on the internet at 2 a.m. at night and you order some herb out of West Africa that's only been tested on a baboon. And I'm sorry, that's not a smart thing to do. That can, Lamar Odom did something like that and almost checked out. You know, listen, what we're talking about here is real science, not weird internet solutions. We're talking about real doctors, medical-grade solutions to treat performance-related issues. You know, what's happened is the main brands, the Blue Pill, et cetera, they've come off of patent. And so, Four Hymns has them available at much lower prices. And this means no waiting room. It means no awkward in-person doctor visit, no lines. You could save hours by going to 4hymns.com. It's so easy. You just answer a few questions. You chat with a doctor for a confidential review. And then products are shipped discreetly to your house. Look, try Hymns for a month today for just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. See the website for full details. This will cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or pharmacy. Go to 4hymns.com/roadrage, the number 5. That's 4hymns.com/roadrage, the number 5. 4hymns.com/roadrage, the number 5. Do it today. You will thank me later. We've already had a lot of people, I know. People have asked me about it on the text lines, and people are jumping on board, and you should too. You want to get in, there's still time for you to do that via the phone lines. There's certainly plenty of time for you to come out and join us tonight. We're going to be here watching the games, again, in the back main party room. All right, John, I want to get back to the my NFL power ratings. Again, I had the Rams 1, the Kansas City Chiefs 2, the fighting Patrick Mahomes in that offense, the Jacksonville Jaguars 3, the New England Patriots 4, and this brings me to 5, where I have, John, your Minnesota Vikings.
Okay.
I like this Vikings team. I think they're well coached. I think that they have the quarterback of their dreams. We'll see whether they spent too much for him. His performance in the last 2 minutes of football games throughout his career suggests that they have. He has a quarterback rating of something like 57 in the final 2 minutes of games throughout his career. Obviously, he's going to have to be better than that. Minnesota's going to get their money out of him. But I think Minnesota's a good football team. I think they're really well coached. I think they have really elite receivers. Have you seen that Stephon Diggs commercial?
I don't believe I have.
I don't know if it's for Geico or what it is. I don't remember what it's for, but it's pretty funny. It's Stephon Diggs across the street, and these two guys are watching him. He's going out to get his mail and move his garbage can. These two guys are watching him, and everything he touches, his hands stick to it. He can't.
That's pretty good.
The garbage can is being towed by his hand, and everything he touches, he's having a hard time. And the second guy says to the first guy, he says, "And you say he plays football?"
That is pretty good. I'll have to check that one out.
I think it's relatively new, but it's pretty fun. I like the Vikings. I think they're a good football team. I think they're certainly a Super Bowl contender. I don't think there's any question about that. And listen, the success of Kirk Cousins' tenure is going to be judged on one thing. The Minnesota Vikings didn't bring him in to compete. They brought him in to win a Super Bowl.
Yep.
If he cannot win a Super Bowl, then he is a fail, and then they have Matt Ryan'd themselves. It's a new term I just coined. You know,
I like it.
Some guy the other day, and who was it? Oh, it was somebody I don't know. Somebody else. Lumby forwarded to me, but it was somebody I don't know. He was some Georgia guy. I was trying to make an argument, putting up Joe Montana's stats, his career, versus Matt Ryan's, and saying, well, look how similar they are at the same point in their career. Yeah, okay, that accounts for nothing.
Right.
That fails to account for the fact that you're talking about different eras, mm-hmm. where it's clearly easier now to throw the football than it was then. All the rules favor it. The numbers are completely different. You know what Joe Montana never did? He never led the league in red zone interceptions for two consecutive years, as Matt Ryan has now.
Right.
He never failed to find Jerry Rice in the red zone, as Matt Ryan has now. He never choked away a 25-point lead in the Super Bowl, as Matt Ryan has.
He's won a couple. He won a couple, didn't he?
Yeah, all four. You know, so we get to the point of being ridiculous. I mean, if you are trying to make a statistical argument that Matt Ryan is the equal of Joe Montana, you need to stop what you're doing and go find something else that is not related to football to do, because you don't have a frigging clue. Sorry. Number six on my power ratings, the Green Bay Packers. Minnesota, Green Bay, tie game.
Got to put them neck and neck.
Not much to separate them. But the question here with Green Bay all relates to Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
If Aaron Rodgers is healthy and can make it through a whole season, then I think this is about where Green Bay belongs. If he misses any stretch of games, then you can forget everything I just said.
Right.
I don't believe in the Green Bay football team enough without Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is the key to any belief I would have in that team, and he's going to have to play well and mostly stay healthy if Green Bay is going to have the type of season a lot of people think they're capable of. Number seven in this week's power ratings, Dave, the Cincinnati Bengals. You know, it's so funny. We have Cincinnati Bengals here talking crap to Pittsburgh Steelers fans. Did you ever think you'd live long enough to see Cincinnati Bengal fans talking crap, talking noise to Pittsburgh Steelers fans?
As a Steelers fan, no. I never thought I'd live.
But that is what's happening right now. Mr. Andy Dalton. I have the Bengals seventh in my power ratings.
Seven out of eight.
Steeler fans is 7 of 8. No, look, you're seventh, and your ultimate expectation is like 20. I mean, enjoy your time at seven, because I don't think you're going to be there real long, but you're there for the moment. Yeah, somebody had to be at seven. That's why you're at seven. Number eight, also, is somebody had to be there. Number eight, the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, someone definitely put Miami there.
Well, you know, what's the record?
2-0.
Right, it's a power rating.
You're right.
Look, I predicted them to win 10 games and make the playoffs, so they're on route to that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I don't know what's going on with Devontae Parker. He either needs to get on the field or maybe he's just going to be gone. But that's where I put him, because, again, I have to put someone there, and I certainly can't in good conscience put your Steelers in the
top. Oh, gosh, no.
So, you know, I'm left with really no choices. I had to put somebody in that position. Number nine, the L.A. Chargers.
Uh-huh.
Look, I still think this. I think if the Chargers have a healthy Joey Bosa. By the way, isn't it interesting that both Bosa brothers are out at the same time?
And both teams are waiting their season.
If the Chargers have a healthy Joey Bosa, I think they're either the most or the second most talented team in the AFC. I think if they have him, I think that's who they are. That's even taking account for the Jason Verrett loss before the year, which I thought was a devastating loss. Mm-hmm. But I still think this is a really good football team. They can't beat Kansas City. They've lost the Chiefs 9 times in a row. I really sort of believe that if they had Bosa in game one, that game one might have been different.
Mm-hmm.
But we're never going to know that. And Kansas City's been so explosive, there's no way to prove it. So when I look at them, I still think the Chargers are an elite team. I still think, if you ask me today, which two teams are going to play for the AFC Championship at the end of the year, I think it's going to be the Patriots and the Chargers. But I can't put them higher than ninth right now, because right now they're, you know, They're basically a 500 football team. So the Chargers, number 9. And then finally, number 10. Did you see my list?
No.
Any guess?
The Bears.
The Bears is right.
Hey, how about that?
Did you see my list?
No. I swear.
I think the Bears have something. I think this Bear defense is the most salty-looking bunch since the 85 Bears.
Yep.
I mean, when I see this core of linebackers out there running around, Trevathan and Khalil Mack and Floyd and all these cats they have out there on defense, this is what that group looked like.
Yep.
Athletically, this is what that group looked like. This is a new Bears team. This team has some offensive weapons that they added in the offseason. I think they have a developing young quarterback. You know, I hear these idiots like Colin Cowherd talk about, you know, like quarterbacks, like Pat Mahomes, and he's comparing him to Tony Romo. Pat Mahomes, nothing like Tony Romo. Pat Mahomes has a cannon for an arm, a way stronger arm than Tony Romo ever thought about having. The guy who's actually more like Tony Romo is Trubisky.
Yep.
Trubisky looks like he's been studying Romo film. He's accurate in the short and intermediate passing game. He's utilizing the same exact spin out that Romo used to use to avoid traffic.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to have better ball security. He's just learning the position, and he's going to get better and better, I think, as the weeks roll on. But I think based on what we've already seen from the Bears, I think the Bears are an extremely dangerous team. And all of a sudden, a team that a couple years ago looked like they had no future at all, looks like they not only have a future, but they may have a present.
Right.
And if Aaron Rodgers is not 100%, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility the Bears are in the playoff hunt. I mean, you could be talking about a 9-10 win football team, and if they take that step this year, John,
mm-hmm.
then next year they're a 12-win football team. You know, I think the Bears are right on the verge, and that defense athletically is special.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm fascinated to watch their progress. So the Bears, number 10 in the Road Rage Power Ratings. Let me tell you about My Garage. Family owned and operated. They'll make sure you're treated as such. They serve Clemson, Pendleton, Seneca. They serve the entire upstate. They also serve the mountains of North Carolina and have for more than a decade. Listen, parents, feel at ease with your children away from home if My Garage is servicing your vehicle. Their team has over 100 years combined experience. I've spoken to all of them. These people really know what they're doing. They specialize in automotive repair, computer diagnostics, engine repairs, strong focus on preventive and scheduled maintenance, suspension works, brakes, AC, heating. The only thing they don't do, body work and paint. Other than that, My Garage handles it all. They're well known for their work with the exotics like Mercedes, BMW, Land Rover, Porsche, Infiniti, Lexus, etc. But Lester and Roxanna wanted me to tell you, they work on any make and model of vehicle. You know, they put the lounge adjacent to the service area, and Lester designed the building. He put in these giant diamond-shaped windows so you could sit in the lounge and watch your vehicle being worked on. That's the type of transparency you don't get elsewhere in the industry. That's My Garage. Chiefs Chad is on the phone line. Chad, you're here. You need to come sit with us. I know you're in the building somewhere. I saw you and your lovely wife, girlfriend, whatever. I know you're here somewhere. You need to come sit with us. It's My Garage by Essex. Go see him today. 864-633-5800. 864-633-5800. I'm done. Come hang out with
me. Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some noise.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Flash. I'm Rich Ackerman. The Browns and Jets open week 3 of the NFL season. Cleveland has won only one of its last 37 games, but it is coming closer, tying the Steelers before a late loss to the Saints in New Orleans. And head coach Hugh Jackson can feel that elusive victory may not.